Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
Skies of blue.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're halfway through the show. Plenty of time if you have some questions. We can help you out with all the gardening questions out there. Now, you know, things to be thinking about for spring. I already started saying, you know, hey, let's take a look at that lawnmower, right? Let's see if it's ready. The other thing, rototillers, weed whackers, power trimmers, all those things. This is the time to get those things figured out because as soon as the season breaks, everybody's doing the same thing. Going to their repairman, their repair station, right? And then it's just going to get busy. So we need to think ahead. Now, what else can we be doing? You know, it's not just about starting it, making sure you have gas. You know, fresh gas, not gas that's been sitting out having water in it. You know, making sure that your machines are, the blade on your mower is sharpened. The line on your weed whacker is filled, right? Why would you, you might have at the end of the season used as much of that weed whacker line as possible, and then you kind of put it away. Let's fix it now. You know, your spreader. Right, the spreader that you're going to use for fertilizer, is it clean? Have you cleaned the areas where it could have just had buildup? Clean the rotating pan underneath it so that it actually rotates at the right rate. You're replacing cotter pins if needed, right? You know, take that to the next level. Look at all of your shrubs. Excuse me. All of your pruners that we're going to use on the shrubs this spring. We want to make sure they're sharpened and cleaned because if they're not sharp and they make breaks on your shrubs, they could be worse damage, right? So we're looking to make sure that they're sharpened. You know, head shears, pruners, loppers, pole saw, all those things. Take a look at your wheelbarrow. How's the tire? Right? Clean it up. Clean up the tire. Add air. What about your hoses? Did you bring them in like we talked about? Are those ready if they're still outside? Are they frozen? Maybe bring them inside, let them thaw out. Do you know where the sprinkler is? Do you know where those things are, right? Now, the other thing, and it's funny, my father wrote an article about what to do spring, and this is the best part of it. It says, now, one last question. Are you daring enough to put the snow blower back in the back of the garage or tool shed and move the mower into the front? Are you ready? Almost ready? Getting there? Anxious? Thinking about it? Or do you still need it? And he says, I do, and I'm still almost ready. So get going and think positive. Anyways, these are all things we need to look at doing now, right? My father goes on in the article a number of other things, but and I know some of you would, you know, kind of say, why does he always say that? But he talks about spraying all the metal parts of his tools with WD-40. That was my father's duct tape, I swear. At least in this article, he writes, or spray Pam to keep them strong and rust-free. So, you know, that spray to cook with. It's not going to harm anything, right? It might be a good thing. But the idea is get them cleaned up, get them moving a little bit so they don't rust shut or something along those lines. They need lubrication. Take a look. There's so many options out there. But again, my father used WD-40 like it was duct tape for everything. So just keep that in mind. Now, another thing I'm going to be looking at, chainsaw, is it cleaned? Does it need to be sharpened? Do I need to do, you know, do I need a new blade? What do I need? Do I need to get it serviced? All those things, because it's easier to do some of this work now in the next couple weeks while our trees don't have leaves on them. Because we can see where everything is. And we can clear out some of that winter damage a little easier on some of the bigger branches. Right? And that's the same thing with our if we're using pruners. But I know I have some bigger trees that I need to look at and see some of the branching needs to come down. But it's easier to see now than later. You know, this is a pretty good article. I'll let you read it in the most recent the most recent newsletter. Tons of good stuff to take a look at. I mean, all these things that he's thought of, all the way down to are the tomato cages still good? We're not even putting tomatoes out for a couple months. But those are things to think about. Is your trellis or arbor need to be fixed? Do it now while we have time and we're not, you know, so busy that we can't do it. Do it while you have the time and check it out. So, just some things to think about that what we should be doing this time of year to get ready for spring. Because spring is around the corner. We're a few weeks away. We're almost there. So, definitely thinking what we can be doing. You know, getting ready for fertilizer applications is definitely what I've been thinking about. The natural alternative 5 application process, in my opinion, one of the ways to go because of the fact that it breaks it up in good amount of time. It allows you to feed when needed. And we'll go into a little bit more detail about natural alternative, but you guys heard Karen last week. They do reminders of when is the time to put the application down. Now tell me another company that does that, right? That's they're willing to call you, email you, you kind of put that preference down with them, and then they take care of you. There's no company out there that I know that does that, right? They're there to help you out. So take a look at their 5 application process. Their website is natural-alternative.com. Lots of information there, too. It's not just about the products. But right on the top, they have their phone number. And you know what? You're actually going to speak to someone about it, about your questions, versus getting an automated system. So they'll be there to help you with your questions. They'll give you some ideas of what to do. Tons of information in their Know and Grow library. You know, one of them, mowing tips, right? It's got a video about some different things, but then it goes into, you know, mow at the correct height. Avoid cutting on a set schedule. Keep your mower blade sharp, right? And there's even a video of why mower blades being sharp is important, right? All these things, tons of information. You should definitely take a look at it. Again, that's natural-alternative.com. And take a look at their Know and Grow library. It's on the top there. It's just tons of information. I can't recommend them enough, especially, you know, they're there Monday through Friday answering questions. I'm here on Sunday. So between the two of us, you're getting 6 out of 7 days with these questions, and they're helping out. You know, obviously, they like to be able to tell you what you can be doing, but they don't always say you have to use this product. So just keep that in mind. But they do have products for pretty much everything. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, hey, we're in the 8 o'clock hour, a couple hours in. Sun's starting to pop out, starting to warm up a little bit compared to this morning. But still going to be, it's going to be nice later today. The sun might melt some of the snow we just got. So let's hope we can enjoy it while we can. Again, phone number is 855-660-4261. Take a break.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a desk, a concentrate, and a convenient, ready-to-use spray.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, it's, like I said, it's warmed up a little bit. Already jumped up 3 degrees since this morning. Going to be close to 40 in my area. Probably see a little bit of that snow melting, getting out of the heavier snow, right? It's just, it's so close to spring that these snowstorms that we just got would have made more sense to us if it happened, I don't know, a couple months ago, not now, but we do the best we can with what we got, but as I've said a few times, this next week, the temperature is going to be in mid-40s during the day. So we should see some of this melting, the snow melting off, going into the ground and start to warm up, start to see the ground again. For no time, we'll be at spring, ready to go for the season. But we're not there yet. You know, our soil temperatures were warming. We're warming up, right? They were starting to get there. We were starting to see, you know, maybe things could be ready to go. But our soil temperatures are still so cold, right around freezing, that we can't do much with this snow on the ground. And even in the areas where there isn't snow, it's not ready yet. Still another month, I'd say, before we could be putting anything down. So, don't look to, put anything down just yet. Like, I'm taking a look right now on the Cape-ish area. You know, it's on the Cape, but that area, right? Temperatures, the current soil temperature is 34 degrees. But if you go back to those days where we had about 60 degrees, the soil temperatures were 47 degrees for a couple days in a row, like around Valentine's Day, right? I mean, everything was getting ready. Then you watch the temperatures just go, and it goes down to 32 about a week and a half ago, and now we're back up to 39 during the day is the average temperature. So we're not there. So why do I start talking about this? What does this even mean? Well, our lawn and our garden won't really wake up and start working until the soil temperatures reach 55 degrees, right? 55 degrees is where we want our soil temperatures to be. Now, we're a ways away from it. Like, I just put in my town zip code for Chelmsford, and the current soil temperature is 32. The five-day average is 33. We've been right around that for a while. So we're 20-plus degrees away from even getting started. I bring that up because just because there's no snow on the ground doesn't mean we go out and start putting fertilizer down or put all these things down. It's not even going to be ready to be activated in a lawn until it's 55 degrees. Our grass won't even grow until it's, well, you know, 55-plus degrees in the soil. Your weeds might, but your grass won't. And so why fertilize something that can't use it? So that's why I talk about this a bit. This is that time of year we'll start watching it, and week by week you'll see it creep up. So definitely we're not there yet. Plenty of time, though. And we're still at the beginning of March. A couple more weeks, you'll see it start to warm up. Then we'll be able to start getting ready. But the big thing is we can start fertilizing usually once you start to see the forsythia blooming. That's when we put our crabgrass control. But that's the signal that spring has really arrived. There, we're getting there. But you never know with Mother Nature and New England. It's all over the place. Anyways, if you have some questions, call us. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
News update. It took a year, but Chris Rock finally talking about the slap.
People, I didn't hurt. It still hurts.
Chris Rock made history with Netflix's first ever live broadcast. It gave the comedian a chance to open up about that infamous moment with Will Smith at last year's Oscars.
But I'm not a victim, baby. You will never see me on Oprah or Gail crying.
Rock waited for the final minutes of his hour-long concert on Saturday night to address the controversy.
I know you can't tell on camera, Will Smith is significantly bigger than me. We're not the same size, okay?
I'm Jerry Barmash.
Another train derailment in Ohio, this one in Clark County. Emergency personnel and hazmat crews responded. Thankfully, that train was not a passenger train and no hazardous materials were on board. Corey Myers, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Paul's in Massachusetts.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I'm already seeing, like a lot of people, we don't have too much snow down where I am, but just a little coating from yesterday. Crocuses and daffodils are starting to pop out, not the blooms, but the foliage is popping out. And I took your advice a few weeks ago and made sure I threw some mulch and some pine cones and pine needles, and because we had a cold spell there, and it definitely helped them for sure, because they looked very viridescent green. They're looking good.
Good. Very good.
And I wanted to ask about my hydrangeas. I got the two white hydrangeas and blue hydrangeas. Looking at them, I checked a few days ago. The branches don't see any callusing there. They look like they've survived, although we haven't had a lot of cold weather this winter. I just want to know on them, just refresh my memory, when's a good time to prune them? And, I've used Holytone. I think I used Plantone last year. Is that sufficient? And can you just talk to me about that, just so I'll be prepared for them when they start to bloom in preparing the hydrangeas?
Sure. And you said they were white hydrangeas?
I have two white ones that are about get to be about 4 to 5 feet tall, and I got a blue one too.
Okay.
In the heat of summer, the peak season, they do get the full sunlight because they're actually in a south facing area of the house.
Okay. Well, so the white ones, that would be a spring, a late winter, early spring type pruning, if you're looking to prune them back.
Yeah.
And that can be done a couple weeks from now.
Mm-hmm.
And still have, that plant grow up to be the way you want it to be. The blue hydrangea is one where if you're going to prune, you really need to prune last year, right? So after it was done blooming,
yeah,
that's when you would want to prune it. Because what happens is they start forming their buds, and they will bloom off of last year's growth.
I see. Okay. All right.
So, unfortunately for the blue one, it's too late.
Yeah.
That being said, doesn't necessarily mean you can't,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, you could, but just realize you're probably going to lose the flowers for this year. So if it was something that hydrangea was so overwhelming in the spot that you were like, you know what, I just need to do it anyways.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do it, but also realize that the blossoms aren't going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, always with the blue hydrangeas, right after they have flowered is when you want to prune them.
Okay,
so when they're done flowering, that's the exact time to prune them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it also depends. I would. So one thing that it could change that is if it's an endless summer style hydrangea.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's in the endless summer family, that one is one that blooms on old and new wood. So it's like a cross between the white and the blue, right? Mm-hmm. So you could prune it. You don't necessarily get a ton of flowers on it for that season, mm-hmm. but you could still get some from mm-hmm. it. I have an endless summer in the back of my house where it wasn't looking good. Not this past September, but the September before, in October, it was just smaller. And I had my dog now was a puppy and she was trying to eat the branches. So I cut it all the way back.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I'm bringing this up is I didn't get a single flower on it because of the fact that, you know, even though it was an endless summer, didn't mean I was necessarily going to have the flowers.
Mm-hmm.
It was just I had to cut it back drastically. I cut it right to the ground.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to be looking at doing something that drastic, but I do want to, you know, give the example of why, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just keep that in mind. But
okay.
The white, definitely time to prune them in the next couple weeks. Honestly, you'll be all right to do. And then
when I inspected them, Patrick, and the other day, thankfully, you know, it was an unusual winter, an unusual last few months. I didn't see any callusing and I didn't see any dieback or any disease on there too. So I looked at every branch on those white ones. I looked them very, scrutinized them very carefully, so I think I'm in good shape. But after I do the pruning, I expect that they would have, you know. And now, should I continue with the holly tone or the plant tone? Is that still recommended?
So definitely, you could use either one of them. You know what? To maybe give it a boost if you haven't in the past couple of years. This spring, use superphosphate as your first fertilization.
Oh, okay.
Because what it's going to do is that superphosphate has a heavy middle number. That middle number phosphorus works with roots, but it also works with blooms.
Okay.
It helps push it. Doesn't necessarily mean it's going to push it right away. That's not what we're looking for. What it's going to do for you is it's going to start to build that phosphorus level in your plant,
mm-hmm.
which is then going to help the roots grow bigger, which in turn will allow the roots to absorb more nutrients and bring them to where it needs to be in the plant to help push blossoms long term for you.
Okay.
You would still end up using, like I would use a plant tone on this at this point versus the holly tone, and use that superphosphate as soon as you can put a shovel in the ground. Right. So as soon as you can actually, and I don't mean just putting it in and it goes in like an inch. I'm talking like the end of the shovel goes down and you could really dig.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Put the superphosphate around the base of the plant. Get that, you know, settled. And then about 4 or 5 weeks later, then use the plant tone to fertilize it. And that'll give it its slow release during the season.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the blossoms happen, a trick that I've found to keep the blossoms longer and stronger is using a liquid bloom booster as the blossoms are starting to open.
Okay, liquid bloom booster, okay.
So that liquid is readily available and instantly goes to the plant. When the bloom is going. But so the bloom booster has a heavy middle number. That middle number, if there's no flowers, it tries to help the root system and the green leaves. But if there's flowers, the liquid goes right to the flowers versus everything else because that's what it's trying to get to. So the little trick there was using that liquid bloom booster as the blooms are starting to open will actually okay. help keep them longer and stronger for you.
Okay. And on the phosphorus, that should be the 0-20-0, right, Patrick?
So they have they have a 0-18-0, then they have a 0-44-0. Either one of those would be fine. You know, the 0-18-0 is probably, you know, a good number for you down there. I'd have no problem with you using that.
Okay, terrific. And I'll look for the liquid boom boost, and I should be able to find that product, if not online. I mean, probably online, but also in the local, like, garden center or feed and grain store or, like, a Walmart or someplace like that.
Yeah, all over the place. Just look for a bloom booster, honestly. Okay. So you're going to notice that if that middle number needs to be a heavy number, and some of them will be, like a 20-30-20 or a 20-40-20.
Yep.
But a liquid only lasts in the soil about 2 weeks. That's why that number's so high.
Mm-hmm.
So you only really need to use it once during that flowering period, but it will help to keep those blossoms going.
Okay.
All right?
Fantastic. Thanks for all the information, Pep. You have a wonderful day.
You too, Paul. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Joe's in Lowell.
Joe, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am good. I got a couple questions.
Sure.
I have a young peach tree. Had about 75 peaches 2 years ago, had about the same amount last year, and they all fell off. I sent all of my soil samples to Penn State from my different garden beds, and that was pretty neat. I got that off your website, and it was amazing information. My question is, on the peach tree, the phosphate, potash, is that how you say it? I don't know. And calcium are really low.
Okay.
And I'm not exactly sure when you put stuff in the ground and actually how to do it.
Okay. So you're looking really to fertilize everything. And the calcium can come from a number of things. It can come from some lime. It can come from calcitic nitrate. It can come from a number of different things use, right? The potash. So what did it say for like numbers on it? If you know, if you don't worry about it.
It says, let me see, I do have it right here, if I can figure out how to read it.
it's very scientific.
K2O.
Yep.
It looks like the pH 6.7.
Perfect.
Then it has 2-PLBA. I'm not sure what that is.
Okay.
I'm not sure how to read these.
That's
things,
okay.
Honestly.
You know what? Don't worry about it. So for an all-purpose type fertilizer for the peach for this season, it's how many years has it been in? 3 years, 4 years?
This will be the third year.
Okay. So
this will be the fourth year.
Okay. That's the time where it's probably used up everything it can from the soil that's been there.
That makes sense, yeah.
So, you know, it's been there for a number of years. Now we're looking to fertilize a little bit more on it. There are a number of fertilizers out there. Yeah, there's, it sounds crazy to use, but like a citrus tone from Espoma is one. You could also look at like their berry tone to use. You could also use tree tone from there. All those would work. And the way you're going to do it is you're going to find the drip line of the tree. And the easiest way to find the drip line is however wide the tree is, where the end of the branches is, that's considered the drip line, right? And so when you go to fertilize, we're looking to fertilize. It'll tell you on the back of the bag exactly how much we need to use, right? I'm trying to pull up the bag at the same time while we're talking here so I can get get you the amount, right? Let's do this. I hear the music, so we're going to go to a break. I want you to hang tight. When we come back, I'm going to give you specifics and then exactly how to do it so that you can be successful with that peach tree, okay?
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a break here. Phone number is 855-660-4261, and we're going to take that break. We'll be back soon.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
And welcome back to the Paul Farron Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Joe in regards to his peach tree, right? Has a number of questions, and we're talking fertilizing. So before the break, I was saying use the citrus tone. You know, the more and more I thought about it, I want you to use a 10-10-10 this spring.
10-10-10.
Okay. You can buy that. Okay. It's out of a Spoma. Has a 10-10-10. There's a number of companies out there that have a 10-10-10. You're not going to need a ton of it, so a small bag will be fine. but you're going to apply that at the end of this month as soon as you can put a shovel in the ground, okay?
Okay, yeah.
And for the established plants that you have, you're going to use about an eighth of a cup per plant, okay? So it's not a lot, okay. But it's also because there is, you know, it's a good amount in there. Okay. And what that does is it gets it going, gets it warmed up, ready to go, ready to pull the nutrients from the ground, right? So this is definitely something you want to do once the ground thaws out here.
And that goes just inside the drip line of the tree?
Yeah, so you find the drip line, and that's where the feeder roots are. That's where the main roots are. You're going to put it in a number of areas. So say an eighth of a cup, divide it in like four, and around the tree in like four spots. You know, take your shovel, put your shovel into the ground. Don't try to push it so far down that you hit roots. But push it down so it gets in there a bit, and then push it back and forth so it almost opens up like a little pocket, and then split the four, you know, a quarter of each of that in all four spots. Push the soil back so it kind of covers up, water it in, and you'll be good to go. Now, the thing that you brought up with calcium being low, now fruit trees like the calcium to be stronger, hold their fruit longer, and everything, right? So I need you to find a product, a calcium nitrate, okay? There are some liquid form of the calcium nitrate from the company that has it. VPG has a calcium nitrate. It's like a yellow bottle, right? You're in Lowell. Okay. You could probably go to the Tewksbury Mahoney's, right?
Okay.
And they should have some of the calcium nitrate. And on there, it's a ton of calcium, but it's something that needs to be done about 4 to 6 weeks later. 4 to 6 weeks after you fertilize with that 10-10-10. Maybe even a little bit later once the leaves are fully on it, it's gone by the flower process, everything. Because what that calcium does is it just helps everything kind of stay where it needs to be, helps you with the fruit retention. The other thing to think about, and, I hate to say this because I don't want to scare you on this, but usually after a year where you have so many peaches, the next year is like that bumper crop where it doesn't have as much. And so those falling might not have been anything bad, but by seeing the calcium needed, it can help it. And again, this year, I don't foresee you getting like that 80 peaches again on the tree. I think it might be mid to lower because it had some issues last year. We're trying to fix them this year. All of those things will go into the tree this year, help build it for next year, which next year might be your better crop. Okay.
And when do you prune it?
So pruning on fruit trees is this time of year.
Okay, so
we're looking at getting sucker growth out. We're looking at getting dead, damaged branches. We're also looking at some of the cross branches. So branches that, are rubbing up against each other are only going to cause damage later on, right? Because they're going to rub up against each other, break the bark, open up the pathogens, that type of thing, right? So that could be an issue. But really, sucker growth is a huge one to get rid of. Those are those branches that pretty much grow straight up and down.
It'll
come out of the branch. Yeah. Get rid of those. That's not going to help it. And move on from there, okay?
Sounds awesome. Thank you.
All right, Joe. Have a great one. We're going to take a break.
Bye.
Phone number is 855-660-4261. Be back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.